Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Jen Sabella is with us from Black Club Chicago with Extremely Local News, and we'll begin with the news about the big film studio on the west side. Hi, Jen. What's the latest?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, in a space which you've probably noticed a lot more street closures for filming in recent years, specifically Chicago Fire, The Chi, Chicago PD. It turns out the film studio on the west side has had to turn away a bunch of TV shows. They said that a lot of people want to film here. They just don't have the space. So they are buying up more land on the west side. So they are taking over even more of North Lawndale, adding up to 19 more sound stages to the campus, which will allow them to increase the filming capacity by 50% and bring about 1,000 to 2,000 jobs in the film industry or in the support work to the film industry to the west side. It's a pretty big announcement, and while a lot of the neighbors are happy that there's, you know, more people in the neighborhood and jobs there, they are asking the film studio for a little bit of help, because I don't know if you've been over there, but it takes up such a large portion of the neighborhood over there. And when you're walking, if you're living on a residential street, their walk from to the Pink Line has become, it went from 5 to 30 minutes. You're having to walk around the entire campus if you're commuting via the CTA. Mm-hmm, so it's kind of a mixed bag for some of the neighbors there, and they're hoping that they can let the neighbors kind of walk through the space or come up with some sort of compromise for people who need to commute in the neighborhood.
Yeah, it is humongous. CineSpace Chicago on West 15th. I've been there quite a few times. So they bought another facility, right, at 31st and Kedzie. Is that where the expansion is?
Yeah, so there'll be a partial expansion there, which might be more storage. And then they bought another property at 19th and Rockwell, which that's where there will be, they're going to move current storage out a little bit further and then expand their sound stages where they currently are at 15th.
Got it. Now let's move on to the breaking beer news. What have you got for us here?
A lot of beer. It's 7:30 in the morning. Aren't you thirsty for a beer, Bob?
Not yet.
Logan Square is booming in the beer world. And just last week, Mars Brewing, which is on the south side in Bridgeport, they opened a tap room in the neighborhood in the Margie's Candies building on Western Avenue, like Western and Milwaukee. And it's really cool, funky colors. They have a lot of snacks and really interesting beers there. It's already hopping, even though they're at, you know, reduced capacity due to COVID. They have beautifully designed spaces, even in Bridgeport, too, and the Logan Square location is no different. Then over down the street, there are two more breweries opening. One is Ravinia Brewing, so that's out of Highland Park. And they have been looking for a permanent location for years now, and they actually hope to open a bigger location in Highland Park. But after having a fall through with their landlord there, they decided to open in Logan. So they're going to be at 2601 West Diversity, and they're actually tapping the food, the chef from Lagunitas Brewing down back in North Lawndale by CineSpace to do their food menu. And they will be opening next month. And another one is coming next month, too, which is Salamoth. That's a brewery based in Naperville, and they're going to be opening on Armitage across the street from Parsons Chicken in Logan Square as well. So you could really do a whole day brewery tour of Logan Square starting this summer.
Well, what's the name of the place that was in Naperville?
That is Salamoth Brewery, and they're going to have just a tap room, so you're going to be able to try their different beers. They're known for their barrel-aged and Belgian-style beers, and they are opening also in May.
All right. We have a good idea of what's been going on at the Block Club Chicago offices. It's Jen Sabella.
We're still working from home. They haven't mailed any beer to our house yet.
Thanks for the extremely local news. Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Jen.
Thanks, Bob.
Have a good day.